In the book of Judges, there's this story of this man and his wife. She was infertile. They didn't have any children. One day, the angel came to her and said, "You're going to have a baby. You're going to have a son." She was absolutely thrilled, ran off, told her husband. And then he pleaded with God to say, "Please let me speak with the angel that gave this news." And a few days later, that's what happened. He was able to meet that angel who gave them the amazing news. And he had two really important questions he wanted to bring to this angel. The first one was, if what you say is true, what is the manner of life for this boy? And the second, what is his mission in life? Now, I don't know about you, but for me, those questions I've been asking of myself for a long, long time. Lord, how do you want me to be? What kind of person do you want me to be? How do you want me to act? What should I be doing? And where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? If we skip forward now to some of the words of Jesus in the New Testament, in Matthew 22, let's bring that one up. Can you bring up the next slide for me, please, if it's possible to come up? There we go. One of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Now, it's quite an interesting verse, this one. It's not just saying, love God. It's saying, love God with every fiber of your being, to be in connection with him, to be in relationship with him. So we've got the great command. We're going to skip forward now to the next one. Could you just whack it up for me, please? In Matthew 28, we've got the Great Commission. Jesus came up and said to them, "All authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So we've got on one side the great command, and we've got the great commission. One is about loving God, and the other one is about making disciples. Now, individually, they're great. I believe together, they're even better. I believe that you can't really have one without the other. If you are just to love God and to receive his love, then you'd be full with all the amazing things that God gives you, but it won't be going out anywhere. And if you're trying to make disciples, but you're not in relationship with God, you're not connected with God, then that's not going to be very fruitful at all. So bringing these two together, bring them together, I think, is where the most fruitfulness will come. We've got one that is relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and one is about reaching out to others and helping them to have the same thing that we do, the relationship with God. We've got a manner of life, and we've got a mission of life. We've got knowing Jesus better and making Jesus better known. We've got something so special. We want to go out and let other people experience that as well. That's what I'm going to be trying to do to my best of my ability, is to know Jesus better and to make Jesus better known. Within this church, within our community, with the schools, with people. That's what I'm going to be trying to do. And I'd love to take you on that journey with me. That'd be absolutely amazing. Let's look at Psalm 67 and the first couple of verses. I think it really demonstrates what I've trying to been speaking about this morning. And God be gracious and kind-hearted to us, and bless us, and make his face shine with favour on us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation and deliverance among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Psalm 67, 1-3. I want to be able to get closer to God so I can share that with others. I want to be more connected with our Heavenly Father so I can share that with others. We've got, you know, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as our Saviour. He's given us life. He's given us the truth. He's given us hope. He's given us joy. He's given us comfort. It would be selfish if I was to keep that all to myself. I want to be able to go out and share that with our community, with all the people we come across. I want to know Jesus better. I want to make Jesus better known. Holy, holy. When that's mentioned in the Bible, it's quite important. Holy, holy, holy. To say the word holy twice in Hebrew is to describe someone as most holy. To say the word three times intensifies the idea to the highest level. We sang the song earlier, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. And it said, holy, holy, holy. We need to be able to realize who we're in relationship with, why we're in relationship with him, to be able to go out to do the things that he's called us to do. I wonder, would you guys mind if we could sing that song again, Open the Eyes of My Heart? Would that be okay? Yes, please, that'd be really good. Thank you. And when we sing this, let's think about what holy, holy, holy means It's the most it's the highest level possible of holiness. Please stand if you want.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Please be seated. I'm just going to repeat the psalm that I read out earlier. God, be gracious and kind-hearted to us and bless us and make his face shine with favor on us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation and deliverance among all nations. Let the peoples praise you. O God, let all the peoples praise you. If you'd like to join me in saying the grace, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to me this morning. And I hope that you can take away a bit more about knowing Jesus better and making Jesus better known. And there's a prayer corner at the back if you'd like to use that for anything. And please stay for tea and coffee. Thank you very much.